William Manyuan, the Minister for Information in Northern Bahr el-Ghazal State, says the state government closed the Sudan-South Sudan border following a deadly attack in Ajef Payam of Awil East County. Manyuan says the movement of people, goods and cattle are restricted until further notice.
And the government has taken some measures. One of the measures is, you know, we have a border between us, Sudan and South Sudan. So these borders, there were some other activities, trading activities, and the cattle movement, is this pre-migration. So we have decided to temporarily close this border, and we prevent the movement of the cattle to our side.
Last week, horse-riding Masiria tribesmen from the Sudanese border town of Mairift attacked and killed 15 people, injured scores of others, and left many displaced in Awil East counties in the Pabul area. Anyone says a delegation led by President Salva Kiir's National Security Advisor, Tut Galwak, who is currently in Khartoum, will discuss the incident in Awil East with the Sudan government.
We, the government, we are there to protect our people. And if there are another element that are threatening, they are killing people always, we decided to temporarily close this border, and we ask the national government to intervene. And we have good news that the president sent a team to Sudan. So this team, maybe when they come back, they will come with good news.
Traders say the market will run out of basic food items due to the border closure. Deng Athian, the chairman of the Chamber of Commerce in Northern Bahr el-Ghazal State, says there will be shortages of basic goods and commodity prices might shoot up unless the trade route is immediately opened.
We all know that peace is a good thing. I believe the incident which happened in Awil East was not between the two governments of Sudan and South Sudan. It was between the civilian. So I urge the government to resolve the matter so that the trade resume, like the majority of the sorghum was being imported from Sudan. So the market might run out of goods. So we as the traders, we are calling for fees.
Athian urges the South Sudan and Sudan government to quickly resolve the problem and bring peace between the neighboring communities of Masiria and Dinkamalwal so that people and goods move freely. The Dinkamalwal of South Sudan and Masiria Arab nomads of Sudan have held several peace conferences in recent years. Their aim has been to convince a committee of Awil East, Twitch and Northern Liech representatives to follow up on cattle raids and compensation claims. The two communities have agreed to compensate the families of six Arab nomads who were killed in a cattle raid in the Twitch area of South Sudan. The two parties also agreed to share grazing land and water points. Competition for land and water has caused long-standing disagreements and frequent conflicts among the host farming communities in the Awil East and Twitch areas and the visiting herders. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Bor.